In the fourth scenario, if you think that the client may be at risk or may be a risk to themselves or others, i.e. when you need to for ethical reasons, then you can make a referral. If this is the case, then whether you are going to carry on coaching or not, your concern needs to be brought to the client's attention, and then, if the client is not open to or willing to get help, you would need to notify the relevant professionals and or organisations. If you are working within an organisation, then it will be required to follow and match the organisation's policies and procedures, which you need to make sure you are aware of. If you are working alone, then your responsibility is to comply with the relevant laws under which you practice as a coach, and that would be governed by what region, country, and state you may be in.